Okay, so we were talking at a wedding the other night, and Aryeh had suggested that I have around on Wayu Torah, I have around 150 Hashkafa Shmuz talks. I used to give this like 8 or 9 or 7 years ago. We used to have Yeshiva Gedola, and he said maybe there's people who want to hear other things on Hashkafa Shmuz. Now again, so what I like to do is people who come to the thing should suggest a topic to speak about. I'm going to keep it to 15 minutes. I think every week that's about the amount of time that I don't have to give to it, but hopefully we'll keep it to 15 minutes. He asked me to speak this time about materialism. I will tell you that I already have a talk on Wayu Torah. It's called Gashmius, so certainly related to materialism. But one or two things I would add to that. To me, the most beautiful source in Tanakh about materialism is when Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, we read a couple of weeks ago, makes a neder, Vayida Yaakov neder lemar, im yelo kimi madi ushmarani baderach hazeh shenachich, v'nasan li lechem lechol ubeged lilbosh. And the Kli Yakar famously asks, what would I think it was lechem lilbosh and beged lechol? Like, why does the Torah have to say lechem lechol ubeged lilbosh? So the Kli Yakar beautifully explains that that a person in life, when it comes to his material needs, certainly we're all created with a guf, and no one has to be embarrassed about their material needs. We all have material needs, but what a person's supposed to try to strive for in life is lechem lechol ubeged lilbosh. The Kli Yakar says that everybody needs food to eat, everybody needs garments to wear, everybody needs a house to live in, everybody needs a car to drive. Everybody needs, you need gashmius, you need material things to live. We are in this material world. But a person is supposed to try not to have too much and not to have too little. Both of them, Rabbeinu Bechaya on the same pasuk has a lengthy essay where he talks about how both could be problematic because the poor man is like struggling and can't really focus. So poverty is not good. The Torah doesn't look positively on poverty. He says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, ki ha-resh v'ha-osher midos megunos mevi'os ha-salavra al mitzvah ha-Torah. Wow. Both poverty and wealth cause a person to violate mitzvah ha-Torah. He says, ki ha-resh yitzdar chadun l'hachnev sabrios. You're going to have to like beg and be machnif people. You're going to have to flatter people to get money. And wealth easily causes a person to become arrogant, and causes a person to be chasing after gashmius. We know the pasuk teaches us in Koheles, "Oiv kesef lo yispa kesef." A person who loves money will never be satiated with money. The Gemara says in a few places, "Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavaso biado." A person will not die with having half of his taivas having being fulfilled. And the more a person has, the more he wants. Now, just a couple of things. So, you know, you probably all know these Myra McCombs as well as I do. The first time I gave this, I said that apparently they say a story, I don't know if it's true, but they say a story of the Chofetz Chaim that he dreamed that he won the lottery and then he fasted a tainus chalom over that because he was nervous that what winning the lottery would do to him. He was afraid that winning the lottery would make the Chafetz Chaim, not the Chafetz Chaim. I like to say this word all the time. Some of you heard it from me many times from Rav Kanatovsky that in Parshas Vayetze, Yaakov dreamed two dreams. When he's leaving Eretz Yisrael, he dreamed about angels going up and down the ladder. When he dreamed after 20 years in Lavan's house, he dreamed about sheep going up and down the ladder. So Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the dream and says, it's time to go home. Ra'isi is kol asher Lavan oselach. Even Yaakov Avinu, I see what being in Lavan's house for 20 years has done to you. So I have an advantage over a lot of you, not all of you, but I have an advantage over some of you, that I grew up in a family that really did not have a lot. So there's a few things that we have to say about materialism, okay? A lot of it is that it depends how you grow up. If a person grows up in a house that has a lot, so, you know, you have to be honest with yourself of what you need to be happy in life. I think there is an objective standard, but, you know, especially when it comes to marriage also, you know, somebody who's grown up with a lot, so it's not necessarily the same standard as somebody who didn't grow up with lots. I have an advantage when it comes to materialism. I grew up with very, very little. And my parents, both of them, my father a little bit more than my mother, grew up with very, very little. My grandparents grew up with very, very little. So we never had anything. So when you don't have anything, it's easy to train yourself to not need that much. When you grow up with a lot, it's a lot harder. And people have to be cognizant of that. It's not just like, you know, you can't look down on someone who has more material needs because they grew up with it. It's very deeply ingrained in a person's DNA. I do believe that, you know, you could change. I also believe a person could change. And I think a person who has grown up with a lot, who feels like, you know, maybe it's too much. So then, you know, like I said, the guiding principle is lechem lechel. Ubeged Lilbosh. I remember one of my rabbeim in high school, who was actually, I think, Rabbi Yitzchak Cohn, I think it was in ninth grade, who said that one of the great things about going to Eretz Yisrael is that you learn what you could live without. Now, that was 30, 40 years ago in Eretz Yisrael. I think now Eretz Yisrael is almost caught up to America. There's almost as much money in some places in Eretz Yisrael as there are in America. But there was a time where everybody in Israel was poor. Almost everybody, like mamish everybody. You learn what you could live without. Mm-hmm. And a person needs to realize that gashmius is very, very dangerous. Materialism is very, very dangerous. And when you live a life that has a lot, so always kesef lo yispa kesef, like we said before. It's very, very important that a person should have the appropriate attitude about this. Now again, I'm not suggesting that a person should be poor. I'm very clear about that. Just gashmius is not an end. You know, it's a means to an end. The Rambam in a few places in his Hakdama to the Mishnayos, the Rambam says that even though the Gemara says schar mitzvah b'hayah amaleka, so even though we don't get reward from mitzvahs in this world, but the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu gives money to some people is to make it possible for them and easier for them to perform mitzvahs. When a person has things easier on a gashmiistic level, that's a tremendous bracha, and it makes it easier to be an Eved Hashem in a lot of ways. So that's what it means. That's Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Tshuva, that the reason why we get schar in this world is just to give us a little bit more menuchas hanefesh to be able to perform mitzvos in an easy fashion. The Mishnah teaches us in Pirkei Avos, Olam Hazeh Dome LeProzdor, Olam Haba Dome LeTrakon. The world is about Olam Haba, and you're not going to take it with you. And the more a person can not focus that much on materialism in this world, so it's easier for a person to focus on spiritual things. Many Maor Makomos, many people talk about. I didn't get a chance today, and I was get a chance today to look it up. But you can take my word for it. There's many sources in Chazal about that. The more emphasis a person places in his life on material things, the less room there is for spiritual things. The two go hand in hand. That same Rabbi Nachman I quoted before. Maybe what I'll do each week is close it. I'll try to speak maybe for 10 minutes and then respond to people's questions for the last five. If people want to direct the conversation in a certain way. Maybe that would be a good thing. The Rabbi Nachman writes that the more a person needs something, the more Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamsi. This is the reason why diamonds are so precious. You can't find them in so many places in the world because people don't need them. You don't need diamonds. So, and then there's more fruit. There's more food in the world than diamonds. Because you need more food, and there's more water than there is food. Says Rabbi Nachman. The world is, I think, 90% oceans or something like that, or seven. I don't know. There's a lot. The reason there's more water in the world is because Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that you could go longer without food than you can go without water. You need more water. And the reason there's more air than there's more water, says Rabbeinu Bechai, because air, you need even more than water. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world in a way that a person gets exactly what he needs. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we believe, is mazmin to a person what he needs. And when a person's, you know, dating someone and he has a certain picture of like what he thinks he needs, you can't be judgmental if somebody else needs more or less than you, because that's often just a function of the way they grew up, and a person has to also be honest with themselves and know that there's different standards with how people grew up. But I also know that people can change. I know many people who grew up with wealth, with tremendous wealth, and it didn't mean anything to them. And they're living a life of eating bananas and macaroni, even though they didn't grow up with that. So I think a person can change. And I think it is part of a person's value system. You can train yourself. You can train yourself to exist on less. And those are my brief thoughts on materialism. So again, like with a lot of things that I talk about, I think the middle of the road is the right way. A person shouldn't look to have too much, shouldn't look to have too little. And we have like 4 or 5 minutes left at the end. Maybe we'll try to, open it up to some questions, because I'd love to try to respond to your thoughts if you have particular questions on this. You could just all scream out at the same time.
Does Rebbe have thoughts on, let's just say, eating out or vacations as a whole?
I love it. I love it. Yeah, vacations is a great point about vacations. So when I was growing up, we had barely any vacations. My wife is very, very, very into vacations. And she's, of course, always right, and I'm always wrong. That's for the marriage schmooze. We'll get to that. There's vacations, and then there's vacations. I think vacations are very important, but it doesn't have to be a vacation where you get on a plane and go to some exotic destination. You could, we used to say, load up in the old family station wagon and drive a few hours somewhere and, bunk out somewhere. And having the family together for downtime is extremely important. My wife has taught that to me, and she's 1,000,000,000% right. We never grew up with it. We still had a close family despite not having that. But I think that it is a very, very important thing. But you definitely need downtime. Everybody needs downtime. You're not a machine. And the more downtime you have, the more you'll be able to function well. But I just don't think a vacation has to mean getting on a plane and spending crazy amounts of money. And unfortunately, our society has like set the bar, like everyone has to get on a plane and has to have a vacation like that, which I think is a terrible thing. And I think we need society to fight back and say, no, that you don't have to get on a plane. You don't have to do that to have a vacation.
Can I just follow up on that? Does that mean that if a person could afford it, he shouldn't do it because of his society around him?
Just because you could afford it, if your intentions in having a vacation is to spend time with your family, and that's your intention, and you want to do it on a plane, and you have the money to do it, I don't think that that's the worst sin in the world. No, I don't think that that's a sin. If you have the money and you give a lot of tzedakah and you happen to be more well off and you can do it, I will speak in my family. We do not have a lot of money, although we probably have more money than a stam guy in chinuch, because I'm a principal, and principals, when my father was a principal, then principals made nothing, but now principals make more money. So I can afford to go on a plane. So we do go on planes. We're not extravagant. We don't stay in fancy hotels. We don't do things like that. But, I don't need any of that, honestly. We do like to have the family together. We'll rent a house that could fit, our family and grandchildren together so that we can just be with them. And that's the goal. We try not to do things in an extravagant way. But if a person has the money, is that the place to spend it? I don't really see a problem, as long as his goals are to spend time with the family and the goals aren't materialism. My Rebbe, Reb Mendel Blachman, likes to say that I love Gashmius. I just wouldn't lift a finger to get it. That's his attitude. I love Gashmius. I just wouldn't lift a finger to get it. In other words, it can't be an end. It's a means. It's a means to Avodas Hashem, like the Rambam said, that the V'nasati Gishmeichem Be'itam means that if Hashem will bless you with a lot of gashmius so that you're able to serve Him in a positive way. Last question. Let's just hear if anybody else has something to say. Anybody else has something to say? If you don't, we can go to Gabe. But somebody else. Anyone else? Arya, go ahead.
It's like Gabe mentioned it, but Rebbe didn't necessarily touch on this. But about restaurants in particular.
Oh, restaurants. Yeah, good. Restaurants. Good. So my wife and I rarely go out to restaurants. Again, it's more like the husband and wife should spend time together. If a restaurant is where you do it, again, you don't have to go to the most expensive restaurant. I am in favor of husbands and wives spending time together, and restaurant is a very good place to do it. I don't have any problem with people going to restaurants. It shouldn't be every day or every week necessarily, but it could be every other week or once a month to go out to a restaurant. I think if you have the money, I don't think that that's called being extravagant. Now, once you have kids, it's much harder to do. It's a babysitter. It's a whole headache. But women like that. I don't think that that's extravagant. I think that that's just spending time together. And it's natural to want to eat when you spend time together. So I don't have a problem with people going out to restaurants as long as it's not so frequent. Okay, looks like the time is up. Thank you very much for joining. And if anybody wants to submit a topic, or you could submit a topic to talk about, preferably not one of the 150 that I already spoke about. But if it is one that I already spoke about, that's okay too. That's okay too. We could do it again. And I thank you for joining. Have a great night, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a good night. Record.